WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When most of us want a glimpse of wildlife, we go to the local zoo. But writer Patricia Eakins taps an imaginary menagerie. Her first collection of stories about improbable beasts is called The Hungry Girls. Critic Stuart Klawans has this review.
When I was a child, I loved to read books about animals. Actually, I had them read to me with lots of sound effects. When I got a little older and graduated from Golden Books, I switched to medieval bestiaries. They were even better, full of animals nobody had ever seen. There were hippogriffs and manatees and something, I forget its name, that had the body of an ant and the head of a lion. The bestiaries were instructive, too. Every animal, no matter how unlikely, had a story attached to it. And every story had its moral. Patricia Eakins must have grown up on bestiaries too, because every story in her new collection is about some sort of made-up animal. And like the medieval writer, she is very moral about her creatures. Except, in her case, the morals tend to be a little disturbing. Consider the story of the Totojoni. These were clever little dogs kept in the sleeves of the ladies of the mythical Plum Blossom Court. Once during a time of crisis, the Empress found a new use for them. It seems that the deer, which lived in the imperial game park, were no longer able to mate. So the Empress taught her sleeve dogs a very complicated trick by which the dogs could help impregnate the does. The trick scandalized many of the ladies of the Plum Blossom Court, but it saved the deer, and many years later it even saved the dynasty. This is a very instructive tale, but what does it teach? Nothing all that reassuring. At the end, the Emperor, who is not the good guy, just the winner, explains the secret of his success. All I had to do, he says, was follow my desires. And so it goes in the other stories. There is an ancient Greek king who marries a golden-haired monkey and is very happy with her, until his subjects realize their next rulers will be half-ape. In another tale, there are mutant dogs on a Pacific atoll who live off of radiation. And in still another, we encounter some nasty snakes in the Parsi city of Galub, who slither all over a certain Fatima and make a saint out of her. As you may have gathered from all this, Patricia Eakins is fond not just of inventing strange animals, but also of impersonating writers from different periods and parts of the world. In Hungry Girls, she gives her impressions of Eskimo and Native American fables, Tibetan folklore, even the kiddie stories that I used to find in Golden Books. But as you may also have gathered, the fables are not really Golden Books material. Most of them are about strange mating rituals and violence, and whatever morals they have are not the sort of sentiment you'd want to stitch into a sampler and hang on the wall. Which brings me to the title story, the best of the collection. Hungry Girls is about a race of children born in France in the 1840s. The mother, a peasant, had taken to eating dirt since she had nothing else. And so the first hungry girl was born. She gnawed her way out of the mother's body, and within moments had caught a rat by the tail and was biting off its head. The girl would eat anything, porcelain clocks, andirons, embroidery frames. You could use her as a bank, just feed her money. And she was enormous, very useful for plowing the fields. I will stop before I get to the sexual history of the hungry girls. If you're above the age of Golden Books, you can read the rest of their story at your bookstore. Or you can order Hungry Girls from Cadmus Editions, Box 687, Tiburon, California, 94920.
Stuart Klawans reviews film for The Nation magazine.